Welcome back, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6. Hey, and I get to do my my little Cochran visit every Thursday morning at 6:20. I'm on with the great Steve Cochran. We have a lot of fun, preview the weekend's movies, and talk about whatever pops into Steve's head. I wasn't on last week because of, I took the week off for some ridiculous stuff in my apartment. But Steve, the last time I was on with Steve was 2 weeks ago, and that was when we announced that we were showing Lost in America. Lost in America at my film club. And when he found out about it, he berated everybody in the Steve Cochran show as part of the Steve Cochran show who had not seen Lost in America. And that's what the whole segment was about. We like kind of forgot to talk about the movies that were opening that weekend. And Steve just went off on how great it was and how mad he is that he's going to be on vacation. He's going to be away when I show it. So we'll see. I bet that pops up again, because as soon as Lost in America comes up in a conversation between Cochran and I, it gets out of hand because it's the best movie ever. All right. Now, Lost in America is not one of those movies that you're shocked that everybody hasn't seen it. Because it came out at a pretty limited release in 1985. It was critically acclaimed, and it made enough money, but it was not a huge hit. It's not one of those pop culture staples that you're shocked that someone hasn't seen. Lost in America doesn't fit into that category, because I know plenty of people who haven't seen Lost in America. They should see it. I actually forced Esmeralda to see it, to watch it on Netflix. And you didn't like it as much as Cochran and I do.
Right. I thought it was fine.
Yeah. But Cochran and I just kind of think it's one of the greatest movies ever made. And it's so weird because I love the fact, Esmeralda, that you've seen Lost in America, and this topic that we're about to come up with, there are 9,000 movies that everybody has seen that you haven't, which I just think is really funny. That, like, in some of the movies that you have seen, it's so weird. And we've talked about this before, because you spent a lot of time watching Comedy Central and stuff. And so those weird movies, those weird comedies that they would show on Comedy Central, or you would watch them. So you've seen some weird, Fatal Beauty or
Fatal Instinct.
Fatal Instinct. Fatal, yes. Beauty was a Whoopi Goldberg movie.
Yeah, Fatal Instinct, the parody movie
of Fatal Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct, which was where the title comes
from.
Yeah,
so all those kind of like not slasher, but like noir mystery.
Yeah, and you watched it. It was one of those deals. It was on, regular cable all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. And then what were some of the other ones that that you would end up seeing?
Your favorite, The Corsican Brothers.
Of all the Cheech and Chong movies.
I've seen that one way too many times.
Of all the Cheech and Chong movies, that's the one that you saw. So, wow, that's fantastic. And let's see. Oh, by the way, I forgot to bring this up. I don't know if we've ever brought this up before for all the times that we've talked about your Fatal Instinct viewings. You know who the star of that movie is, right?
Yeah, your guy.
That's right.
Armand Asante.
That's right. Cesar from he's Cesar as opposed to Nestor. From the Mambo King. he's Cesar. So that's so I just love that little fact about it. Anyway, there are lots of like big movies, Esmeralda, that you haven't seen. Now, this interesting piece that it's a really interesting and fun piece that they put together here. A bunch of writers who are on the staff here at the Chicago Tribune. A bunch of Tribune writers, including some arts critics, got together and they wrote about a pop culture, a blind spot that they missed, and then finally caught up with it and wrote about their experience. Like, for instance, Chris Borelli is a columnist here who had never seen Saturday Night Fever, and then talks about his experience going back and watching it and being a little bit shocked as the content of the movie, because a lot of people think about Saturday Night Fever. Dan, you've seen Saturday Night Fever?
You know, I don't know if I've seen the entire thing. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but don't think I've seen the entire movie.
Esmeralda, have you seen it?
Yeah, same. I think I've seen parts
of it.
Yeah,
Vic, you ever see Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah, I remember that movie as a kid watching it.
Yeah. Now, the thing about it was, when it came out in 1977, it also obviously caused a cultural revolution. You know, the disco thing went through the roof at that point, and it became a monster hit. And now, the movie was rated R when it was released, and you guys don't remember this because you weren't born. But when the movie came out, there's a lot of really adult stuff in the movie. There's attempted rape. There's violence. There's misogyny. There's unbelievable racism in it. And the main characters are pretty despicable. And it's explicit. But, you know, because the music, the Bee Gees music caught on, and everybody from little kids up loved all the music. They all wanted to see the movie. The movie was completely inappropriate for kids. Although I went to see it when it came out. I was 12. I saw it when it came out. So what they did was, because of, you know, like kids not being able to see the movie because they love the music so much and they love John Travolta, because at that time he was also on Welcome Back, Kotter, which was a show that was really popular with kids. So Paramount decided they would edit it down and release a PG version of the movie. And this is a true story, absolutely true story. So Paramount took it, they cut the hell out of it, they rated it PG, and they released it, and they made millions of dollars on it because then kids went to go see it. Now, I don't know if you what the version that you guys watched, I don't know, or whatever versions that you watched part of, the PG version of Saturday Night Fever is so bad. It's so bad. They gut the whole movie. It runs like an hour and 20 minutes. If the only version of Saturday Night Fever that you've seen is the PG rated version, you have not seen Saturday Night Fever. No, you have not. But it's an adult movie, and so that's what they did. And I don't think I've ever since heard of a movie being recut to get a lesser rating so that kids can go and see it. And they released the PG version. I mean, the movie had been in theaters, I think, at that point for maybe 6 months and was just a massive hit, and disco was the biggest thing in the world. So Paramount was like, let's cut the movie up, get it PG, and we can make some more money. And they did. They made a lot more money because then kids could see the movie. So I've never really heard about that before. But anyway, the guy who went back and saw Saturday Night Fever really enjoyed it, was shocked by the content, but really said, okay, I did miss out on something. Louisa Chu, who writes for the Chicago Tribune, is a card-carrying jazz fan and is a huge jazz fan and had never been to the Green Mill. And so she writes about her going to the Green Mill and having the experience that she had. It's a wonderful piece, but this is a jazz freak who lives in Chicago who had never been to the Green Mill. So that's another thing that was written about. Jesse Roddy is a arts and entertainment reporter here at the Trib, and she is right in the wheelhouse and of the age where she should have watched Dawson's Creek and the OC. And she never did. And like all of her friends watched it. Everybody she knew watched all of it. She was the right age at that time to watch it. She never did. So she caught up on 5 episodes of each. And liked Dawson's Creek much more than the OC, and found the OC to be filled with characters that were completely unlikable. But she did say that she did feel like she did fill that void. And then this one is the one that just blows my mind. This is a music reporter, a music critic, a music writer who had never listened to Patti Smith's Horses. Now, I can understand, you know, casual music listeners who have never heard Horses by Patti Smith. I'm not surprised by that. But someone who's like a music journalist who has never listened to Patti Smith's Horses, you know, which is a legendary record, considered one of the greatest albums of all time, and certainly Patti Smith's best album. Janine Schultz went back and listened to it, and she loved it, and so that was her experience. So we have a link to this article. I mean, everybody wrote an essay about their going back and catching up with pop culture things that they missed, and everybody wrote an essay on it, and they're really fun to read, and they did a really nice job, and it was a really cool idea for the Trib staff to do this. So that's what I was thinking about you guys. So there's twofold here. What movies or books, music, stuff like that, everybody else has seen or heard or watched, TV shows, seen or heard or watched, everybody else except for you, and you've not seen them. And, you know, we can jump into the other thing about what these Trib writers did, going back and sort of seeing something or reading something that everybody else has read, and years later you finally watch or see, and then getting your reaction to it. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll jump in on that. We're doing blind spots, revisiting pop culture classics we missed, or just in general, what pop culture classics have you missed that everybody else has seen or heard or watched? 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday, man. Pat requesting The Who, Behind Blue Eyes, which is a jam. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. Get your requests in there. One artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. That's our phone number. Nick DiGilio here. If you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. And we're talking about pop culture things that were that are considered sort of milestones and classics that you completely missed, like a movie you never saw, a TV show you never watched, songs or bands that you never listened to, books that you've never read that are considered classics that everybody you know has read. 312-981-7200. And then to take it a little bit further, like our Chicago Tribune fellow columnists here wrote, they recounted actually going back and watching or doing something that they had never done before, and they wrote about it. It's a really cool piece, and it's on our Facebook page. You can check it out. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. Dan, any like really big stuff that you've not?
This one is kind of a one that kind of sticks in my craw because it is a book TV combination.
Uh-oh.
I remember vividly in eighth grade there was two reading groups and the other reading group got to read this, but we did not, and I wanted to read it, and then it never got assigned to me in high school, and then just I never found myself even watching the movie, and that's To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and like knowing of the book and what it's about and, you know, the themes within it, I mean, it seems like a book that I would have really enjoyed and been about.
Have you read it yet?
No.
And you still haven't seen the movie?
Still haven't seen the movie. Oh,
okay. I'm going to get that for Film Club, dude. And you're coming out. You're going to come out and you're going to watch it.
So.
Wow. Okay. That's a big one.
That is.
Now, this is for just like, it wasn't like I don't want to watch it or I don't want to read it. You just never really got around to it.
It was one of those things where like, I remember, you know, I still see the cover, you know, my parents have it in, you know, upstairs in their library and everything. But yeah, it was just one of those things where like, I remember being upset about it at the time in grade school. Because
what were you assigned to read?
I don't even remember. It was one of those things where like each group had six books they read.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. I was going to say because you're going to forever compare that book to when you finally do read to Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah,
you're
gonna... yeah. So it wasn't like they got one book and we got another. It was just not part of the grouping. And like I said, I mean, through high school, it never popped up.
Look, man, knowing you. You would love that book, and you would love that movie.
Yeah, and there was the controversy a couple of years ago about the sequel. That was the sequel, right?
Yeah.
You know, so, but yeah, just
wow, not. That's big.
Yep,
that's big. I'm surprised.
Yep,
Esmeralda, any ones that come to your mind?
I mean, name one.
Jaws.
I haven't seen it the whole way through.
Godfather.
I don't know because it's always on TV.
Yeah.
And I always catch like little tidbits. I don't think I've seen it in
both,
its entirety.
They're both really, really long movies, so I think you'd remember if you saw it. I'm not counting the third one. I know there are three Godfather movies, but the first two are the ones. That's the ones. Now what about books? I know you're a big reader. Esmeralda, have you not read a book that everybody on the planet has read?
I don't think so.
Any authors? Have you never read a Stephen King book?
No.
There you go.
I haven't. But then I'm not a big horror person.
Oh, you're not a big horror
person.
That's right.
So it's never, I've never thought like, oh, I'm going to read a Stephen King novel.
Anytime we have like celebrity name game, we seem to confuse John Grisham and Tom Clancy.
Yeah, none of those kind of books have ever
interested
me. So I've always stayed away.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there are any there, you know, I don't know if there are any movies that I haven't seen that everybody has. I think I pretty much, if you threw a big title at me and I suddenly realized that I haven't seen it, that might be. But I'm pretty sure I've seen all the big ones. Books, that's going to show up tomorrow on the show. I've seen all the big ones. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. But we do have some texts, and if you want to jump in here, what are some pop culture milestones in any category? Movies, TV shows you've never seen, books you've never read, bands you've never listened to, albums you've never heard, that kind of thing. 630 area code says, I'm 58 years old. Since the beginning of The Simpsons, I have never watched a complete episode. Wow. Wow, that's big, man. And if you're going to go back... It doesn't sound like you are, because at this point, if you've not, Simpsons have been on since 1989, so I really don't think you're going to go back and watch. But if you do, start 1992, go through 97, because it's the that's the best thing that's, like that period, 92 to around 97, there was nothing better on TV, nothing. There was nothing, nothing even came close between 92 and 97. And Seinfeld was on at that time. and I wasn't watching Seinfeld then, but there's one for me, Esmeralda. I didn't watch Seinfeld in its heyday. I was one of the few, I never watched it.
Yeah, but then you watched it.
So. No, but I'm saying I caught up with it like these guys did in the Trib. They went back and finally watched it. And I was like way late to the party. I mean, that show was, they stopped running Seinfeld in 1998. I probably didn't catch up to it and start watching it regularly until maybe 2001. And then I just started, I was on Channel 32 and I just watched it and I was like, oh, this is pretty funny. And then that was it. Then I became hooked, but I was really, really late to the party on that one. Like during the you know the really huge popular time that was on, I never watched it. Friends is another one, although I created it, I never watched it in its heyday, and I've never seen a full episode except for when I was on a plane trapped, and I had no choice because I couldn't get off the plane, so I had to watch an episode. Let's see. Dwayne from Elwood said, I just saw Gone with the Wind in Casablanca recently. I had to watch Gone with the Wind after the Carol Burnett skit. Okay. have you seen Gone with the Wind in Casablanca, Esmeralda?
I've seen Casablanca.
Okay. That's a much better movie than Gone with the Wind. You made the right choice. Dan, Gone with the Wind, Casablanca?
I have seen both.
Yes. Okay. Vic, Gone with the Wind, Casablanca. Have you seen them?
I've seen the end of Casablanca.
Just the end?
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
You should go back and watch. It's a great movie.
That is one that I haven't seen yet.
All right. 765 area code says, I've never seen Avatar, or as I call it, Dances with Smurfs. Yeah. Well, don't worry about not. See, Avatar, I know everybody on the planet for some reason went to see that movie. It sucks. You don't have to catch up on Avatar. If you missed Avatar, you don't have to watch Avatar. Dan, did you see Avatar?
I have not seen Avatar.
Good for you. Well, you didn't see Titanic. What is it, James Cameron? You just don't like James Cameron?
Oh, yeah. interesting.
You've not seen Titanic. That's a big one.
That is another big one.
That's a big one, man. Especially since you love...
Despite that soundtrack. Oh, despite that soundtrack.
Esmeralda, have you seen Avatar?
No.
Good for you.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Why? Because of the way the characters look?
Yeah, they're just... Ugh.
It's a terror. It's just... And I've said this before. It's the only movie I've ever seen where the screenplay was written by a drunk monkeys. Not even sober monkeys. Drunk monkeys wrote the screenplay. One of the dumbest movies I've ever seen.
Okay, but when I saw Avatar in the theater...
In 3D and all that stuff?
I was freaking out. And I had my son, who I think was around 5 at the time, the little guy sitting in the chair eating popcorn, and I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at the movie, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, are you getting this? Are you seeing this? And he's just like, fine. Like,
he's no fine. The 5-year-old is fine.
I had never seen anything like that before. It'd been a while. I think the last time I saw 3D was like, you know, when they were real corny. And
yeah.
So
well,
I was
the,
like,
well, the, I will say this. The effects in that movie are great. They spent tons of money on it, and the 3D is spectacular. But so stupid. So stupid. Okay, we got a break. The news is coming up in 10 seconds. Nice choice. That's 815 area code. Nice choice. A little Joe Jackson this morning. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Get to hear 3 Joe Jackson songs. Look sharp. Massively underrated artist, Joe Jackson. Maybe he's not underrated, but he should have been more popular. He should have sold more records. He was great. He was fantastic. He's not dead, but I mean, you know, back in the day, wow, he was good. It's Triple Play Thursday, 312-981-7200. How are you, everybody? It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6. We are talking about cultural classics, pop cultural classics that you have missed. Maybe you've gone back and watched them, like TV shows that you never watched that everybody else on the planet did, movies that you've never seen that everybody else on the planet's seen, books that you've never read, music you've never heard. How about this? Food you've never tried. This is another angle to go, because Esmeralda has never had Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you I have a feeling you're never going to have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it never comes up. And there's not that many
in
the city.
If I brought in some KFC, would you try it?
Yeah, I guess. Probably be kind of cold.
We have a microwave here.
Ah, microwave fried chicken?
Yeah, that's gross. That's gross.
No.
Well, I'd rather have cold fried chicken than microwave fried chicken. So, but I'd rather have, like, fresh fried chicken.
Right.
So, all right, KFC. Never had KFC. Esmeralda's never had Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, that's because you know, and as you've explained to everybody why you've never had Kentucky Fried Chicken, because you have the best chicken place in the world near you.
Mm-hmm. I had White Fence Farm.
Yeah. So you didn't.
And Popeyes.
You didn't need. Well, Popeyes is great. I love Popeyes. I think Popeyes is good, man. So any other, let's see, people have never had, like, food-wise? Let's see. But I mean, like, popular food. Like, not like, hey, I've never had snails. That's not everybody on the planet has had escargot, so.
What was that stuff I ate in the newsroom yesterday, Esmeralda, made out of potatoes, like a pasta?
Oh, gnocchi?
Yeah, gnocchi.
That was the first time I've ever
You had never had gnocchi before?
Right. Yeah, yesterday or the day before. That was the first time.
It's good, man. It's just a potato dumpling is what it is. It's good, though. Did you make gnocchi, Esmeralda?
No. Patty Show had
Patty Show,
Italian.
Of course. They always have five-course meals during Patty Show.
And I eat the leftovers like a buzzard.
So that was your first time. So did you like gnocchi?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. I don't know if that would fall... Esmeralda would you know, somebody not having gnocchi before, would that be a shocker? I don't think so. I mean,
that's
not like KFC, like, because that's kind of shocking.
Okay.
It is. It's. I mean, to live over 30 years and, you know, and have never had a piece of KFC chicken, it seems strange. You know, I don't know. But gnocchi's not, like, on every menu. You're not going to find... It's not, like, a basic... So, by the way, 765 area code, who'd never seen the Avatar, said, I don't watch This Is Us. I don't think that, I mean, it's the thing right now to do. I don't watch This Is Us either. Dan, do you watch This Is Us?
I stopped because I don't want to cry every week.
Yeah. Well, that's Esmeralda's reason, right, for not watching. Because, it's just like every time the episode come on, people are bawling.
Right. And I'm sorry, but it looks a little hokey.
Well, I've seen a couple of episodes of it. I don't watch it, you know, regularly. I've seen a couple of episodes on it. I will say this. The acting is great. But it is really sort of manipulative. Like, really manipulative. But the acting is great. Everybody is really, really good on it. Also, I don't listen to The Grateful Dead. All right. You've had to heard Truckin', though, right? I mean, at least. You know who's a big Deadhead, Dan? Like a massive Deadhead?
Who's that?
George Karzis.
Ah, yes.
Gale Street Inn. He is a massive Deadhead. I can't remember how many times he's seen him. But he's seen the Dead a bunch of times, and the offshoots of the Dead that still exist. Richard Pettengill's another guy who's seen the Dead like 9,000 times. Our buddy, who, you know, great musician, who's with Great Moments in Vinyl. All right, what else we got here? 773 area code says, even though I fit the demographic, I've never seen Dynasty or Dallas or Melrose Place. I tried later, and then I think I didn't miss much. I guess you had to be there. Dallas and Dynasty were all 80s. That is... The 80s. My mom watched both of those shows. My mom loved Dynasty.
Didn't it come back?
Didn't they do a reboot? Yeah, they did a reboot of both, I think. And they did a reboot of Melrose Place. All three of these got rebooted. Didn't Melrose Place get rebooted, or am I confusing? Because 90120 got Rhino 120. Is that the right?
Nope.
No, that's the
that's
Yes
a
album.
Different area
that's the, no, that's the Yes album. That's the album. The Yes album with the Owner of a Lonely Heart. That's it's called 90120. What is it called? 90210? 90210.
Yes, 90210.
Okay. I'm getting confused with the Yes album that Owner of a Lonely Heart is on.
There does not seem to be a Melrose Place reboot network at this point.
So, but the Beverly Hills with 90210 is.
There, that was rebooted.
And so was Dynasty.
And so was Dallas.
And so was Dallas. I watched the Dallas reboot.
Right, because it had... wasn't there somebody in there that you really liked?
Jeez, I'm trying to remember now. It had, what's her name? Jordana, what's her face from the Fast and the Furious
movie? Brewster.
Yeah, she was in it. Oh, wait, yeah. There was somebody in it that I can't remember. Yeah, there was somebody, I think an actor. There was an actor in it that I liked. And it was, you know what they did was they made it very Gossip Girl-ish. You know what I mean? They, you know, because, you know, the nighttime soap opera stuff in the 80s is different than the nighttime soap opera stuff of today. So they skewed it to a much younger demographic, and they did it in that CW style.
Your cast was Josh Henderson, Jesse Metcalf.
That's it. Josh Henderson? No.
I don't know him.
Okay, keep going.
Jordana Brewster, as you mentioned, Julie Gonzalo, Brenda Strong, Patrick Duffy, Linda Gray, Mitch Pileggi.
Miss Pileggi, he's from The X-Files.
Yeah. Judith Light, Larry Hagman didn't eventually appear in the episodes.
Yeah. I don't remember then. Maybe it was Jordana Brewster. I don't know, because I like her. Let's see. 773 area code says, I've never read any of the Harry Potter books, but I remember everyone had their faces stuck in them and couldn't put them down. I've read them all. I've seen all the movies. I'm part of the masses. I'm a lemming. Dan, have you read or seen?
Never read the books. Went and saw the second one, I think. No, my friend was going.
Oh.
And she's like, you want to go? And I'm like, sure. There was a spider, I think, or something. So
yeah, Chamber of Secrets. Now, Esmeralda, you've not seen either or read?
I've read the first and the second one, and I just kind of...
Then that was it.
It dropped off, and I've seen the first movie.
I will say this. If you read the first and the second, the books get better. They do.
I guess.
No, they get much better.
Yeah, I dropped off.
And the movies get better, too. Although my favorite is the third one. Is Prisoner of Azkaban. That's my favorite. Because Alfonso Cuarón directed it, but it's the least faithful to the book. So that's the one that everybody hates. Like all the Harry Potter, you know, fanatics who have read the books, they don't like Prisoner of Azkaban because they took so many. They really took liberties with it and changed a lot of it. But that's my favorite of the movies. Half Blood Prince is the best book. It's the best book, and it's great. So, all right. I think there's a lot of people out there who don't give a crap about the Harry Potter thing. But when it took off, I was right there. I was late to the party on the Lord of the Rings books. We've told that story before. I made fun of people in high school who read the Lord of the Rings. And then the damn movie came out. And I saw the first movie. And I said, I needed to borrow the Lord of the Rings books from you, my friend Jim. And he gave me the deluxe version where all three books in a beautiful bound case and a map of Middle Earth, so that I could follow the adventures along while I read. And now I have that. I went out and bought that version with the three books and the Middle Earth map. But I was way late to the party on that one. Way, way late to the party, and actively made fun of people who read those books. Yeah, you're an idiot reading Lord of the Rings. I'm going to go watch Friday the 13th Part 3 again. Shut up. Then I see the movie, it blows me away, and I read the books, and the books are great. And I was just a jerk. So, all right. We got a break here for our weather and traffic. Triple Play Thursday, man. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200-815, requesting the great Joe Jackson. That's Sunday Papers. How are you, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we would love to hear from you. We're talking about pop culture things that everybody else has experienced that you haven't, and then maybe you went back and caught up on it. Everybody has watched this TV show, you've never watched it. Everybody has seen this movie, you've never seen it. Everybody has read this book or listened to this record or know this band or eaten this food, like fast food or a really, really popular food that you've never even tried. 312-981-7200. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Let's get back to some of these texts. Kathy says, I love rock music, but I've never listened to any Pink Floyd album. I've only heard some of their songs on the radio. Oh, Kathy, you don't know what you're missing. Oh, man. You should go out right now. You don't have to go out. You don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to go out and get a record. I'm sorry. For a second there, I thought it was 1982. I forgot that you can just take your phone and press a button. Or not even a button. There's no button anymore. There are no such things as buttons. You take your phone and touch the screen and listen to All of the Wall. That's all I'm saying right now. Don in Durango said, Nick, I've never seen The Wizard of Oz, and I'm in my 40s. That's a movie that I'm in the minority on. don't like The Wizard of Oz. I'm like, seriously, am I the only person in the world that doesn't like The Wizard of Oz? Dan, you like The Wizard of Oz, right? Of course.
Sure.
Yeah. Esmeralda, I'm assuming you like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you didn't connect with the Tin Man, because obviously you don't have a heart. So.
Oh.
Wow. I like The Return to Oz.
Of course you did. It's got Feruza Balk.
And Feruza Balk's in it. And it's really dark and twisted and screwed up. I like the Sam Raimi Oz movie with James Franco, which everybody hated. And everybody hated Return to Oz, too. I like those two movies a lot. I especially like Return to Oz. I love Return to Oz.
I read some, when I was a kid, I had these illustrated classics.
Uh-huh.
And one was The Wizard of Oz, but it was not like the movie whatsoever.
Well, the movie is... Because Baum's version is very, very dark. And they turned it into like this Hollywood happy, you know, musical. And that's not what the original book is like. I mean, it's fantastical. But the movie Return to... Have you ever seen Return to Oz, Esmeralda?
I haven't.
No, nobody has. Nobody. That's the movie I champion in the Oz trilogy. And nobody's seen it. Feruza Balk as a little girl, Esmeralda. Have you ever seen pictures of her from that movie?
No.
You should check it out. Just like Google image Feruza Balk Return to Oz and look at her. And then now you know what Feruza Balk looks like now, especially as sexy and awesome as she was in The Craft. Just picture her. You look at her now and she plays Dorothy in Return to Oz. By the way, the Return to Oz, can I just say this? This was a box office bomb and a lot of critics hated it. One of the reasons why is because in the opening scene, this is, by the way, this is the movie I like. I just want to explain this to you. Esmeralda, the opening scene of Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is strapped to a gurney getting electroshock therapy. That's the opening scene of the movie. Yeah. Oh, man, that movie was great. So, but yeah, I'm the only one that doesn't like The Wizard of Oz. Did you see the picture? Did you see it?
I did, yeah.
She's adorable. Dorothy. Billy says, I've never seen E.T. That's a big one, man. How do you not see... I mean, how do you avoid seeing E.T.? Although, Esmeralda, you've never seen Jaws. Well, you didn't see all of Jaws.
Yeah, I haven't seen all of Jaws.
Okay. Never seen Mad Men, despite all the rave reviews. Okay. How about Mad Men, Esmeralda? Did you watch Mad Men?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did too. I enjoyed Mad Men. Dan, did you ever get into the Mad Men?
No, I never did. I watched a few minutes, you know, here and there. But, yeah.
I was a fan of it. I mean, I like, well, first of all, the cast included, you know, two of my future ex-wives, Elizabeth Moss and Alexis Bledel. Oh, and Christina Hendricks. Good Lord.
But, you know, honestly, if there wasn't, if you weren't able to binge watch stuff, I probably would not have gotten into it.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I started watching Mad Men when it was regular, you know, weekly on AMC. And then I stopped for a while, but then I caught up binging. And I thought it was a good show. A lot of good acting on that show. Christina Hendricks, man, oh man. She's on some show where they rob, like, she and a couple of other ladies rob a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
That includes Esmeralda's friend Retta, doesn't it?
Oh, Retta's. Oh, yeah, that's right. Retta's in it, and there's three. There's Christina Hendricks, Retta, and somebody else, and they're in debt. I think Christina Hendricks is in a custody battle, and I think Retta's daughter is sick, and I can't remember what the other woman has a financial issue, so they just start robbing. And I think, is it called Good Girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Although I feel like the premise isn't going to be able to go too far.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, how long can you do an entire series with that premise? I mean, you know, I don't know. So I always am just like so disappointed when I see Christina Hendricks with her husband. You know the dude she's married to, Esmeralda?
Yeah, he's just some dude.
He's an actor.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
And he was
he's
in...
just some dude. He'd be walking down the street. You wouldn't know him.
He was...
the next schmo standing next to him.
You know, he's even schmoier than that. He's the guy in the back seat of Super Troopers have you seen Super Troopers, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
He's in the back seat. Man, I'm freaking out. That dork is married to Christina Hendricks. What are you serious? You kidding me? But it's one of those things where it's like
So it gives you hope.
That's what I was just going to say. It's one of those things where you look at that and you go, you know what? This gives me hope. If that dork could get Christina Hendricks, then yeah. All right, we have to break. And then we got the news. And more of things you've never seen or saw or ate or whatever. That's all coming up. The Good Choices, 815. Such good songs. Joe Jackson, Fools in Love. We don't have time for another Triple Play Thursday, but thank you for contributing, everybody. We'll do it again next Thursday. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Following this show at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran at 6. And I'll be joining Steve for my weekly visit on his show, which is always fun, at 6:20. So stay tuned for all of that right here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We are talking about pop culture classics, things that everybody has either done or seen or watched or listened to or ate that you've never done or seen or watched or listened to or ate. We've got a bunch of texts coming in, and we'd love to hear from you. Phone lines are open as well at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Let's get back to some of these texts and having people talking about things that they've never done and everybody else has. Let's see. Anthony from Elgin said, I chucked Gravity's Rainbow into a trash can in college. I threw Ulysses across the room. I didn't chuck it into the garbage. I think I still have my copy of Ulysses someplace. It's probably packed up in a box somewhere. That book. I've never sat through an entire episode of Friends. I have, Anthony, only because I was stuck on an airplane. Otherwise, I wouldn't have watched an entire... Even though I created the show, Dan, you know, I get residuals.
Right.
My idea to have Trevor the monkey. What the hell? What's the monkey's name?
Marcel.
Yeah. I wanted to name him Trevor.
You know, it's like one of those situations where actors can't watch the movies they're in.
Right.
You can't listen back to playbacks of the radio show.
Right. Well, that's true. That's true.
And you can't watch Friends because you wrote the episodes.
That's right. I created the show. I don't want to see it because I think sometimes they took my original concept. They changed it too much and it bothers me.
Really? What changed between the six friends hanging out in a coffee shop talking about life from your original? Was it darker and freakier?
Yeah,
or was it bulk?
The opening scene had Rachel strapped to a gurney being having electric therapy. That's truly, Esmeralda, that's the opening scene of Return to Oz, a kid's movie. And I love it. I've never sat through Return of the Jedi. I just can't get past the first 20 minutes. Isn't that the best part of Return of the Jedi? Isn't the first 20 minutes the best? That's where they go after not Jar Jar. What the hell is his name? Fat guy. Jabba. Jabba the Hutt. Right? So that's the first 20 minutes of the movie, right? Isn't that what they go to his, like, sand pit compound or something? And you got Princess Leia in that outfit? That's the best part of the movie, is the first 20 minutes. That's before the Ewoks come in and ruin everything. Maybe he can't get past the first 20 minutes because what follows it is not very good. Maybe that's what he means. I only watched the first 20 minutes of Jedi. Yeah, now we can't return. We can't refer to that movie as Jedi anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's two movies with Jedi in the title now. So what do you got? Do you call it Jedi, and then do you call Last Jedi Last? Did you see Last?
It's a who's on first situation.
Yeah.
Did you see the Last Jedi? Or?
Well, everybody refers to, because nobody says Force Awakens. You know, nobody goes, hey man, did you see Awakens? Nobody says that, but you see people say Empire and Jedi, referring to the second and third. No, I'm sorry, fifth and sixth. What is it? Fifth and sixth, right? Yeah. And nobody says, hey, man, did you see Hope? All right. So you can't get past the first 20 minutes of Jedi. I'm sorry, Return of the Jedi. Dan, have you seen Last Jedi?
No.
You still haven't seen it?
No.
You know, I know I keep asking you these questions. You've got two kids. I don't even know why I ask.
All right.
I swear to God, you work full time. You're always working. And then you've got two kids, and they're babies, basically. And I keep asking you, hey, man, did you see Black Panther?
Yeah, I mean, you know, but there's the random Saturday where we're actually home there in bed right. by 7, and we could actually watch a movie.
Right. All right. 309 area code says, you may not like Avatar, but the Flight of Passage at Disney's Animal Kingdom is the best theme park attraction I've ever been on. Is that an Avatar ride?
Yes.
Well, you know why? Because that's fun, because it requires no script. That's why it's fun.
Yeah, that could have been any theme, and just that ride.
Exactly. Limo driver Jim says, I've never seen an episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and I don't ever plan to. I've seen, unfortunately, I don't watch it at all now. You watch it?
At all? Does that mean you were watching it on the regular?
When I was married, yes.
Oh, Lord.
Because my wife liked it. So, I watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette for a little while, but we had two TVs. So after a while, I was like, no. So, but you know, there was that time when we didn't. This, you know, I'll tell you when it was, Esmeralda. They ended up watching it. There was a time when I first moved in with my ex-wife, and she was just my girlfriend at the time. Mm. When I moved into her. She had no cable. Now imagine me without cable. Seriously.
You're watching The Bachelor.
I'm watching The Bachelor.
That's what you're doing.
That's right. And you know what else I watched? And I've told this story before. When we didn't have cable, I became obsessed with According to Jim.
Oh.
Oh, it's the worst show ever. God. It's the worst show ever, and I could not stop watching it.
Oh, why are you even giving it the rating?
No. It was the rerun, so I was giving it the Channel 9 ratings.
Oh, so you're giving him residual checks.
Residuals. Well, they're going to get them anyway. But I couldn't stop watching it, and for the very reason that it is the worst thing I've ever seen on television. It's the worst television show of all time, yeah. According to Jim, is mesmerizingly awful.
Ugh.
Seriously.
And they keep making shows like that. It's ridiculous.
Just a ton of them. But that's the worst one. Of the, fat guy has hot wife thing,
yeah.
Which began with The Honeymooners, unfortunately, which is my favorite show. That's the worst one. I mean, I seriously, every day my ex-wife would come home and I'd be watching it and she's like, why are you watching this? And I'm like, I can't turn it off.
Is this the same Waterworld?
No, this is my second. This was my second wife. My first wife left me during the Waterworld hearings, as we now call them. No, but I couldn't stop watching. According to Jim, it is seriously hypnotically. It's crap hypnotic. It's the worst TV show I've ever seen, and I couldn't turn it off. I would just sit on the couch and watch it and go, "What the hell is this?" My wife would come home and she'd be like, you know, you don't have to watch this. I'm like, I can't turn it off. It's like a train wreck. I can't take my eyes away from this. This is the worst TV. Jim Belushi and that fat dude.
Why do people keep giving him jobs?
Oh, I don't know. He'll tell you, though, he was great on Twin Peaks. He was great in Twin Peaks, the new Twin Peaks. And he was good. Only good thing in the last Woody Allen movie. But that's about it. That's all I'm going to defend him on. Steve says, with all apologies to Brian, I'm ashamed to admit that I've never seen the classic movie Gymkata.
I'm telling you, you got to make that your next movie.
it'll just be me and Brian in the
theater.
Your
next movie club.
And I wait to hear my punishment. By the way, did I mention on the air that Brian sent me a copy of Gymkata?
No.
He sent me a DVD of Gymkata.
Does it got extras in the director's
cut? No, it's just like the bare minimum.
On, Brian.
No, he's not responsible
for it. Oh, they didn't put out a director. He needs to do letter writing campaign.
Contact Criterion now. All right, are you ready for this one, Esmeralda?
Mm.
I'm glad you're sitting.
Oh, okay.
Because Susan says, I've never had a taco.
How do you never have a taco?
That's what I'm saying. How is that possible?
Do you live, do you walk every day outside of your home?
How do you never have a taco?
I haven't breathed. It's like, well, what?
And by the way, if the only taco you've ever had is at Taco Bell, you've still never had a taco.
Right. Or those sad, crunchy tacos that your parents used to give you. No. Those aren't tacos.
Or the Burger King tacos. I'm sorry, the Jack in the Box tacos, which are now the deep fried Burger King tacos. Those are the best.
Susan's text reminded me there's a guy named Michael Kay. He's the play-by-play voice for the Yankees.
Uh-huh.
He has never eaten the following: ketchup, mustard, mayo, salad dressing, eggs, bananas, tomatoes, soup, fish, jelly, coffee. When he gets a salad, it's literally a wedge of iceberg lettuce, and that's it. No dressing. If he orders a caprese salad, he only eats the mozzarella.
That's like this. I'm sorry, but who is he?
He's the play-by-play for the Yankees.
Oh, you're the saddest life.
That's just crazy,
the
man.
The saddest life ever. Why even eat that iceberg lettuce? And iceberg lettuce? That's just like the non-
Yeah, it's water.
Food.
It's water.
Of all the foods.
Okay, when it started, when the list started and it was just condiments, I'm like, okay. But then you start getting in the other, I was like, what? Because, you know, like, you go, okay, I've never had ketchup, I've never had mustard, I'm mayonnaise. All right, you're not a condiment guy. But then it just got weird.
How do you just never have it? How is it like, no,
it's a choice now. Yeah, I guess. But
it's
seriously.
It's like just dip a fry in. What?
How do you eat just an iceberg lettuce with nothing else? I mean, there is the famous steakhouse iceberg lettuce salad that you get, the classic iceberg lettuce salad, but it comes
with... Yeah, but there's stuff on it.
There's stuff on it, and there's
a piece of lettuce.
And there's dressing, but it comes... It's a wedge of... You guys know the classic steakhouse wedge of iceberg lettuce. That's not even it. He just eats iceberg... What is he? Is he Bugs Bunny?
Eat salads? Just dry lettuce.
That's tasty.
God, I'm sorry. There is no joy in that man's life.
Yeah, I know. He has to work for the Yankees. Hold on a minute now. Hold it a minute. Wait. All right. We have to break, and we have more I've never eaten or never seen stuff coming down the pike. Are we ready for more of the I've never done this, I've never seen that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Megan in Mundelein says, I've never seen The Notebook.
I haven't either.
Well, hey, Gosling's in it. I was a teenage girl when it came out, and so I was the right audience, but I preferred watching Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. I think that says a lot about who I was as a teen.
That is a good one.
Harold and Kumar is a great movie. The first one. You know, my future ex-wife, Dana DiLorenzo, is in the 3D Christmas one.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, she is. 630 area code says, I've never seen that 70s show. Is that really that big a deal? I mean, I've seen it many, many times, but it's a popular show, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess if you're not a Fox watcher, because, I mean, I haven't, there's a lot of CBS shows I haven't watched.
Right. I have not watched that Young Sheldon because I think I'd put my foot through the TV.
Oh, no. Well, I hate
Big Bang Theory, but yeah. the kid, I just, every time I see the kid when they do promos and stuff, because I watch Big Brother, and every time they show promos for Young Sheldon, I'm like, how could anybody watch this kid for half an hour? How?
Yeah, I've seen promos for some of the shows, and I go, how is this a TV show?
Oh, I know, there's a
show?
There's a
what
lot
is
of stuff.
This?
Yeah. Mitch says, I read The Hobbit decades after everyone else did, and I didn't care for it. Then I read Fellowship of the Ring, and I loved it. I wound up reading the Lord of the Rings book yearly on a yearly basis for a decade. Yeah, that was the thing. I read The Hobbit when I was young, and I didn't like it. The Lord of the Rings books are much better than The Hobbit. Much better. 815 says, I never saw a whole Game of Thrones. I don't get HBO. When I saw part of it on a preview week, it was too bloody for me. Yeah, there's a lot of beheadings.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters having sex and stuff. 219 area code. I've never had a Krispy Kreme donut. Oh, that's sad.
Well, they don't. I mean, they just brought one back.
Yeah. They're good,
so
though.
That makes sense that you wouldn't, because they took us. They took the away from us.
231 area code says, I've never had coffee. All right.
Yeah.
847 area code. I like this. This might be my favorite text of the morning. In all caps, Return to Oz rules.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. I have a...
Yep. You should for your movie club.
For my movie club. It'll be me and that guy.
Yeah.
312 says, I've never been in a Starbucks or a Walmart. So then you've never been in a Starbucks that's in a Walmart. Hold on a minute now. Wait a second. Lori says, I've never had an Egg McMuffin. Oh, they're so good.
I prefer the
sausage. Yeah. Well, you like the biscuit? I like the sausage McMuffin.
I don't like the... I like English muffins, but not in that form.
Okay. Marty says, my girlfriend has never had a hot dog.
What?
And she was born in this country and just as American as most, she says.
Is she a vegetarian or something? How do you just not have a hot dog? It's the same with the tacos. Like, there's throw a rock and hit a hot dog. There's just hot dogs on the ground. Did you not see them?
Hot dogs everywhere. There's hot dogs everywhere. Yeah, that's a little weird. You've never had a hot dog.
It just seems like a very natural, you know, summertime.
Yeah, let's
grilling.
Yeah, well, have you ever been to a barbecue? You ever been to a,
right?
a cookout?
There's a hot dog.
There's hot. That's the thing. It's like, give me, you know, let me have a hot dog. Even if you're not hungry, you eat a hot dog when you're at a cookout. Because it's a hot dog and you're at a cookout and you eat it. That coffee thing doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, coffee, if you're not really into it, honestly, it kind of smells funny if you get, if it's not good coffee.
Yeah.
It just kind of smells like.
But again, that's not something, the thing is, you don't drink coffee, or at least most people don't drink coffee until they're an adult or at least late teens.
One, and if you do when you're younger,
yeah.
you drink it laden with sugar.
Yeah,
and cream.
My dad started drinking coffee. He still drinks coffee. He drinks coffee every day.
Hmm.
My dad started drinking coffee when he was 11.
I would drink it with, my mom would give me, it would be milk instead of water.
Yeah.
She's a big Folgers freeze dried.
Does the freeze dried?
Yeah, so it'd be a little bit, it'd be milk and then a little bit of
the freeze dried.
Yeah.
Well, my dad, my grandfather on my dad's side was an immigrant. I was off the boat from Italy, and lots of espresso and all that kind of stuff when my dad was a kid, you know. And he started drinking coffee at a very young age because it was a household where they drank coffee. It was an Italian household where it was like normal to.
And when you think about it, it's just hot bean water.
Yeah,
that just does not sound appealing. You're going to put these beans in some hot water.
Honey, I would love, with my eggs and bacon, I'd love some hot bean water.
Yum.
Can you get me some hot bean water? Hot bean water. I was in that band with Steve Cochran. Hold on a minute now. All right. Hey, Esmeralda. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Fly James Friday. Mm-hmm. All the other stuff.
Yes.
And Rod Pyle is going to be with us to talk space.
Oh.
Very cool. All right. We'll take a break here. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. And the news is coming up next right here on WGN.